Good morning. How is everybody this fine morning? Fantastic. Happy Mother's Day. And the crowd went mild. Come on, you can do better than that. Happy Mother's Day. There we go. To all the moms out there, I hope you are having a stress-free morning. I know you got children ready this morning, so that's probably not happening. But that's my hope and prayer, is that you're having a stress-free morning. We are in a sermon series called The Pursuit of Happiness, and today we're going to talk about bringing mom happiness. My name is Mike Denius, if you don't know me. I'm one of the guys that's up here getting to share God's word with you. And there are a bunch of things going on coming up. There's a celebration coming up. There's Throm coming up. There's camps for kids coming up. There is information on the screens before and after church and in your bulletin. I encourage you to look at that because there is so much coming up. And can you hear me better now? I am just really excited to be up here this morning. I'm always really excited to be up here. I drink too much coffee on Sunday mornings. That's what's happening. But today we are taking part in Mother's Day, celebrating the moms in our lives. Some fun trivia, if you didn't know about Mother's Day. The official Mother's Day started 118 years ago. So it's been going on for 118 years. So none of the moms here were there for the first Mother's Day. I mean, most of the moms here were only here for like the last, I'm not going to go there. It ranks number two. It's the second in days of presents given. And we all know Christmas is number one, right? So we love our moms nearly as much as we love Christmas. That's pretty cool. I think that's awesome. It's third in days where cards and flowers are given to people. I'm assuming Valentine's Day is one of those. I don't know what the other one is. But it just told the facts told me it was third. It's the busiest day for restaurants. And we all know that's because mom doesn't want to cook on Mother's Day. And most dads shouldn't. And so brunch is a big deal on Mother's Day. A fourth thing, I found this incredibly interesting, is Mother's Day is this day that statistically the least amount of crimes are committed. And you know why? That's because all of these hoodlum moms have to spend time with their kids instead of committing crime. I love that joke. It's beautiful. I didn't come up with it, but I love it. And today I want to honor my mom, my wife, my mother-in-law, my sister-in-law, these women in my life that are moms and great moms. They love their kids deeply. And I know there are days like this that also bring about other feelings. Maybe your mom is no longer with you. And today brings kind of the sadness and joy at the same time. This morning I was looking through Facebook, because that's what you do when you're bored. And I was looking at a few posts of people that I know that were talking about how they didn't always get along great with their mom. But now that they are moms and their mom has passed on, they understand. They understand why they butted heads with their mom and how they missed their mom deeply and they didn't realize how much they actually learned from mom. So maybe today brings some sadness. Maybe your mom wasn't in your life or the memories of your mom are kind of painful. But I want to let you know in 1 Timothy 5, 1 through 2, it says this: do not rebuke an older man, but encourage him as you would a father, younger men as brothers, and older women as mothers, younger women as sisters in all purity. Paul is telling Timothy to treat older women as mothers. You see, just because you might not have a mom in your life, your mom in your life, doesn't mean you don't have a mom in your life. And God provides mothers to the motherless. And I firmly believe that. Because I also want to take today to honor some older sisters in my life, in Christ, who have been motherly to me. I'm thankful for all of you who speak into my life and make me a better man that serves in the kingdom. I remember other moms in my life, like my grandmas, my grandma Lois, my grandma Carol, grandma Jean, Grammy would sass me and I'd sass her right back. And I was like the only person who could. It was hilarious. But they were moms to me. And also older women who aren't here with us, like Ruby Greer or Janet McBride. These women who have gone on to be with Christ checked in on me all the time. Janet would, when I had appendicitis surgery, every day Janet was messaging me to make sure I wasn't picking anything up. This is the kind of woman, you wouldn't have guessed it, because, come on, if you knew Janet McBride, she had like this face where she always looked disappointed at me. But she loved me, and I loved her. It was awesome. So it's a really good day. It's a really good day. We got to spend yesterday celebrating Cassie. And then in the evening, we cooked dinner for our moms. And my brother and his family came over and helped. And it was just really good just to spend time with our moms and just to sit and relax and talk and eat some good food. So I hope, moms, that you have a great Mother's Day today. And don't worry, because on Mother's Day, we don't talk about the thing mom has to do. We talk about the things we have to do. Unlike Father's Day, where all of us dads have to get better. Just the way it is. That's how it comes out. Mom gets hugs and kisses, dads gets punches to the face. From your kids, not from the church, from your kids. And that's still how it is in my life today. Kara will punch me in the face and tell me she loves me. It's just how it happens. I want to point out today that all the points in the sermon are really ways that we can bring God happiness. I actually went back to one of my older sermons and looked at how I can make my Father in heaven happy, how I can please my Father in heaven. And I was like, you know, these all kind of relate to mom. I'm not saying mom is God. I'm not saying that. But Thursday night, we did have some fun in the park in our leadership meeting when I told them that. They're like, oh, thou shalt have no other moms before me. Thou shalt not kill thy mom. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's mom or thy neighbor's mom's mom. We had fun. And it's funny, right? But if you look at these points that I have today, you're going to be like, oh yeah, I can see how that would also bring my Father in heaven happiness. But because it's Mother's Day, we're going to focus on mom today. And obviously by the title, how bringing mom happiness, how can I bring mom happiness in a godly way today? Well, in your bulletin, if you got one, there's some notes you can follow along, some blanks you can fill in, and we're going to jump right into this. How can I bring mom happiness today? Number one, I can obey her. I obey her. Now, a majority of us in this room are not children. We are adults or semi-adults. And you know, our relationships with our moms change. But let's look at some scripture here. Ephesians 6, 1 through 3 says this. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Proverbs 1, 8 through 9 says, hear, my son, your father's instruction, and forsake not your mother's teaching, for they are a graceful garland for your head and pendants for your neck. We are never told to stop obeying our parents. We are never told to stop obeying our moms. But, however, our relationships with our parents do change. I will still ask questions of my parents. I will still seek advice of my parents. My dad ran the steel shop I work in for like 30 years. And before that, he worked at another steel shop for like 15, 20 years. I don't know. He's old. But he has a wealth of experience and knowledge in the field I work in. He knows when I tell him, well, I'll just say something to him. If I say the same thing to my wife, her eyes glaze over and she has no idea what I'm talking about. When I tell my dad I had to put a 30-second bend radius on 1/4 inch, he goes, that's not even possible. I'm like, I know. Who accepted that job? That's dumb. And everybody around us is like, nerd. But I still seek advice and I still listen and I still take what he tells me serious because he has the knowledge. I should obey him in that. This last year, speaking of my mom, learning from her and obeying her, when we went to Europe, my wife and I, and I've told you guys about that trip, but just before we left for Europe, she also left for Europe, but she went to the northern part. Her and her brother and sister and some family went to Scotland to kind of figure out their heritage. And just, it's not necessarily obeying my mom, but listening to her and hearing what she has to tell me is all part of obeying her. And she got to experience some stuff and learn some stuff of her family. My mom's maiden name is McClure. And they are Scottish. They are like really Scottish. And she got to learn some really cool stuff about our family. Apparently, our family's name was not always McClure. That's fine. Apparently, some of our family were unsavory individuals who did not obey their parents and, or their moms, and they became horse thieves. And to get away from the law, they changed their name. And I'm like, oh, that, you know, that tracks, actually. That makes sense. And originally, our family's name is McLeod of the Clan McLeod. And some of you just geeked out with me a little bit. Like, there could be only one. And if I didn't obey my mom, if I didn't listen to my mom, if I didn't value what she has to tell me, I wouldn't learn that. I wouldn't learn a lot. Like, we learned a lot about our family. I learned that parts of our family were lords and took care of a castle. And in fact, a branch of that family still takes care of the castle. Really cool. But if I didn't obey my mom, I wouldn't have that relationship. I wouldn't be having those conversations. There are things my mom has taught me that are way more significant than that we come from the Clan McLeod, which is cool, but doesn't really have any bearing on my life right now. Things my mom has taught me, like she taught me how to cook. And if I've been told I'm a decent cook, a lot of that comes from my mom, also my grandma and my great grandma. My great grandma, whoo, man, that woman, she grew up, she was born in Mississippi. Our family were sharecroppers, and then they moved to Tennessee, and she cooked with lard, and she cooked with butter, and she cooked with everything God loves you with. And, for my birthday every year, she would make homemade chicken and dumplings, and like, spend the day, making it, slow cooking the chicken, rolling out the dumplings, going to her garden and picking okra, chopping it up, breading it, and frying it. And I'm really sorry, because you all just got hungry. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I learned cooking from these women. It was great. I did not learn cooking from my dad's mom. That woman could not cook. But my mom taught me how to cook. My mom taught me sympathy. My mom taught me empathy. I'm not as good at it as she is. And as I've grown older, I've become more like my dad. But my mom did teach me that. My mom, she made sure that we were going to church on Sunday mornings growing up. She made sure that we were hearing the word of God. And that's really honorable. And to be honest, I argued with her a lot. Because I didn't want to wake up, especially as a teenager. I didn't want to get up on Sunday mornings. You know what I just did last night? No, you don't. I don't want to get up. But I obeyed my mom for the most part. But all of these things I learned because I was obeying and listening to what she had to tell me. As an adult, I am still listening to my parents. I'm still learning. I'm still obeying because I was never told to stop obeying my parents. That relationship has just changed. The second thing, if I want to bring mom happiness, I love her. So I obey her and I love her. And again, remember, we can apply this to God too. I obey God. I love God. Mom is not God, but today is Mother's Day and we're going to learn how to bring her happiness. Look at 1 Peter with me. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. 1 Peter 4:8. And then in 1 Peter 1:22 it says, having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth, for sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart. If you are like me, you are lucky enough to have had a great mom, and she is still in your life, you can honor her by loving her unconditionally. When I was younger, my mom and I both had t-shirts that said official hug therapist on them. I don't know where she got them, but she had two of them and gave one to me. And they really matched our personalities. We're both huggers. I know my mom isn't perfect. I know that. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. None of us here are perfect. That doesn't mean I don't love my mom. It doesn't mean I can't love an imperfect person. Sure, she could have done things better. But she did her best. And I love her for that. I need to be verbal about that. It also won't stop me from being affectionate. My mom likes hugs. Obviously, she's an official hug therapist. I make sure I hug my mom every time we see each other. I make sure I hug her. And every time I hug her, she goes, oh, every time, without fail. I also make sure I'm verbal with her. I tell my mom I love her. Now, mom is different than dad, right? Mom is different than dad. My daughters tell me they love me. It's really funny though. My daughters also tell my dad they love her. And that makes him. My daughters tell my dad they love him. And that makes him really uncomfortable. Like Carl will be like, bye Bobby, I love you. And he's like, I love you too. And he walks out the door. It's hilarious. But moms need to hear those three little words, right? Those three little words. Dishes are done. Yes, but obviously I'm meaning I love you. But dishes are done is a way to say I love you. Right? Cara, Blythe. They're like, you're going to call us out for something on Mother's Day. I know you are. But are you loving your mom like this? Are you being affectionate? Are you being verbally loving? And I get it. Some of you may not have your mom in your life for other reasons, multitude of reasons. But there are moms in your life. In this room, there are moms in your life that you can be verbally and affectionate with. So I bring mom happiness by obeying her, by loving her. And the third point is I love her children. I love her children. This might be harder than obeying her and loving her sometimes. Because let's be fair, those kids, I don't know, sibling relationships are interesting, right? Sometimes you're each other's best friend and sometimes you're each other's biggest enemy. You're frenemies. 1 John chapter 4 tells us this, beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. In Romans 12:10, it says, love one another with brotherly affection, outdo one another in showing honor. Some of my favorite moments as a dad are when our kids are getting along. Doesn't matter the situation, but when our kids are getting along and you just sit back and you watch, it's amazing. And I know it's the same for Cassie. I know it's the same for her because she tells me. When our girls are loving each other, there's an absolute huge smile on Cassie's face. I think of moments like Christmas morning. And our tradition at home is we light a fire in our fireplace and we kind of sit around the fire and we hand each other presents one by one so we can keep watching. And our girls try to outdo each other. They try to outdo each other, both in presents to each other and presents to us. Like, nope, mine's better than hers. You're going to love this. And they're not arguing. They're just trying to, you know, show each other up in a little bit of friendly competition. I really like watching them go out together. Like, right now, Blythe is Kara's chauffeur because Kara's all lame and broken. Not lame in a nerd sense, but physically lame. She's always been lame in a nerd sense. Amen. Got him. I love you. But Blythe gets to drive her around, which means I have to drive Blythe's car. And for like 2 weeks, I was trying to figure out why my back hurt. And then I realized Blythe's car is tiny and I'm like the grizzly bear riding the bike at the circus. My guys at work have been making fun of me every time I get out of that car. They're like, hey, Mr. Incredible. I'm like, school's almost out and I get at least one of our cars back. Cassie might have to drive the 300 for a little while and I get the mom-mobile. Vroom, vroom. But when our girls are getting along great, like Kara is spoiled rotten by Blythe. Blythe dotes on her sister and takes her out and gets her scooters and gets her stuff. Like, let's go get Chick-fil-A. Let's go. And we're always constantly telling Blythe, stop spending money on your sister. Well, I want to. We have fun together. Or just playing. just watching our kids play and get along great together. We have pictures. The first winter we lived in our new house, it snowed. And we have pictures of our girls throwing snowballs and playing with the dog and rolling around in the snow, and they're hanging up on our wall. I think it was a Mother's Day present for Cassie from my mom. And just those images just bring a memory of joy. I think of there was a Mother's Day. We were getting ready for Mother's Day, and I had this great idea. I was going to take pictures of the girls, and we're going to make earrings and a bracelet for Cassie. And I took them into my parents' old backyard, and my mom has outdoor studio set up, and I'm taking pictures in their tutus, and they're itty bit, like Kara. I know you think she has sass now, but she had way more sass as a small child. And there's the picture I chose. The picture I chose for the earrings and the bracelet, Blythe is bent over playing with something, and all of a sudden she says, "Ah, there's a bug." And Kara is standing there in her tutu, goes, "Don't worry, sissy, I got it." And right after I took the picture, she mud stomped this bug and was like, "I'm gonna take care of it." And I'm like, if that is not an accurate description of my two children, tutus playing in the dirt and killing bugs, but they're doing it together and they're so loving to each other. If I want to bring mom happiness, I need to love her kids. Now, I'm not saying that means tolerate a bunch of, whether it's abuse or anger or sin or divisiveness. I'm not saying tolerate that. You can love somebody and not be around them all the time, but they're your mom's kids. And just like in the family of God, if I want to bring God happiness, I'm going to love his kids. The family of God is much bigger than in this room, and there are people in the family of God that I don't necessarily get along with, but they are God's kids, therefore I love them. I don't have to spend time with them. I don't have to have them in my life to love them, but they are God's kids. And that's the same with mom. If I want to bring mom happiness today, I need to love her children. That might mean I sit through a Thanksgiving meal with somebody I don't get along with because it's going to bring mom happiness. I'm going to love her kids. And if you've noticed, I'm going kind of quick because we want to get mom out to brunch, right? It's the busiest day for restaurants. So number four, if I want to bring mom happiness, I tell her she is needed. The older I get, the more poignant this point gets. Proverbs 16:31 says, "Gray hair is a crown of glory. It is gained in a righteous life." Proverbs 20:29 says, "The glory of young men is their strength, but the splendor of old men is their gray hair." That could also apply to moms, although we don't know how many of you actually have gray hair. I'm just putting that out there. I am getting more gray hair. I was actually getting my mic ready, and I noticed I have another one right below my nose. I'm like, oh, that's definitely Kara. My parents have about 30 more years of life experience than I do. As I've said before, I am still learning from them. I'm still learning from them. I see what good choices and maybe not so good choices that they make in the stage of life that they are in. They don't even have to tell me what they're doing. I'm just looking at them and watching them and learning from them. But I still need them in my life to be able to do that. I need to let them know, especially mom, that I still need them. I need them to be grandparents to Blythe and Kara. They can say things to our girls that I cannot. They can say things that, let me put that, I could say it to our girls, but they won't hear me. But they'll hear Gigi or they'll hear Nana. They won't hear Dad or Mom, but Gigi and Nana, oh man. Even our dog. The one time she got out, I know you guys have heard her getting out before, but this one wasn't so bad as the last time. The one time she got out and she's just in the woods and we couldn't get her to come out. And Blythe goes, "Dagny, Nana's coming." And that dog ran out of the woods and came right to the back door. I'm like, that's a dog. That's not even my children. I need my mom and my mother-in-law in my life. I need them to show me what life looks like in semi-retirement or retirement. I need them to show me how to handle life changes like the death of a parent. I've got to watch that. I need them to show me how to be a grandparent. One day, my mom is going to no longer be here. And I'm saying that I need her in my life because I need to know, I need to see, I need to watch. And I acknowledge that, but I'm not going to truly know what I don't know until my mom's not there to tell me. And I tell her that. I tell her, I need that. Are you telling your mom? Are you letting her know that you need her in her life? Do you realize how much, if you have your actual biological mom in your life, do you tell her that? Or do you tell the women around you, if you don't have a mom, God provides a mom to the motherless, do you let them know, hey, I need you in my life? People need to hear that. Moms need to hear that. Number five, I include her in my life. I include her in my life. That definitely brings mom happiness. Psalm 71 verse 9 says this, do not cast me off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength is spent. I know in that last point it talked about gray hair. I need the wisdom that comes only from attaining that gray hair. And I know having that ability is I have to include her in my life. We do things with mom that I don't really care to do. You know why I do them? Because mom likes it, and I want to spend time with my mom. I'm going to put it out there. I don't like the botanical gardens. I really do not like the botanical gardens. I find it incredibly boring. You know who likes the botanical gardens? My mom. She's a member. She has a family plan, which means I don't have to pay a lot to go to the botanical gardens. I don't like the botanical gardens, but mom does. So every year at Christmas time, we've been going to the botanical gardens and walking through it in the cold, and it cost me like $8 in hot chocolate and like $20, I don't know. It cost me money, but I do it because the smile on my mom's face, being included in this big family group with all these kids running around like, Bo, get back here. Annie, quit. No, stop it. You're hurting my back. No, we have a great time. We do have a great time. I may complain about it, but we have a great time. There are other things. My mom likes to go kayaking and hiking and all these things. And my daughters go do it with her. They include their Gigi. They do it with Nana too. They do the sewing with Blythe and all the stuff. We include our parents. It brings mom happiness. Are you including the mom in your life? In your life. We need to let our moms know that they have value by including them in our life. Mom keeps talking about wanting to go camping together. And she's like, when are you free? And I'm like, the fourth weekend in 2028. Our lives are busy and I want to go camping with my mom. The time frame, she's a photographer. She's got things happening on weekends where we don't have things happening. And it's just, we're like, oh. And then the girls are like, we'll just go without them. And my mom's like, yes. Which is fine. Take my kids. It's awesome. But how am I going to bring happiness to my mom today? How are you going to bring happiness to your mom today? My prayer for you is that you can honor your mom today, or at least a mom that God has put in your life. After service today, take a moment. I got to take a moment last night. And today the girls are going to take a moment, just them and Cassie. They're going to go watch The Devil Wears Prada 2. I'd much rather do the yard work. It's fine. But take a moment. Thank the moms in your life. Ask yourself, how will I bring happiness to mom today? In your bulletins, there's a prayer card, a communication card, and it's an opportunity for you to ask for prayer. It's an opportunity for you to receive more information about this church. If you have questions, there are some boxes you can check. We have a great prayer team. They don't go around talking about all the prayers. They pray over the prayer cards, and it's a powerful tool. It's an awesome way that you can have more people pray about what's going on in your life. I encourage you to fill that out. If you're a guest here today, you're going to see people putting the prayer cards in the baskets in the back, and our members will be putting offering in those baskets. If you're a guest, we did not ask you to come here to get something from you. We hope that this morning you have gotten something, especially you moms. I hope you are encouraged. I hope your kids tell you how much they value you and how much they love you and how much they need you in their lives today. I'm going to pray and we're going to sing a song. Worship team will be back up here and that'll give you time to fill that card out. And, I really hope and pray that on this beautiful Sunday morning, it's still morning, you guys can celebrate with the moms in your life and you can enjoy the day and enjoy the company and just really cherish having family. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Thank you for my mom. Thank you for Suzanne. Thank you for Cassie. Thank you for all the moms that you've put in my life. All the women who have been motherly to me. I would not be the person I am without those people in my life. I don't know where I would be. God, you have provided, so much for me and my family. There are so many women who speak into my life. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for all that you provide, Father. Help us today, not only to bring mom happiness, but to bring you happiness. Father, being a part of your kingdom is an amazing thing. And I pray for those maybe in this room who are not a part of your kingdom that they can ask some questions of the people around them or check a box on that prayer card to find out more about you, Father. Because being your child is the best thing in the world, Father. It's better than having my own. And having my own is pretty cool, God. Help us to bring mom honor and love today. Help there to be short lines at whatever restaurant we're going to. And just, God, thank you for the ability to celebrate mom. We love you, Father. It is in your name I pray. Amen.
Turn my heart, O Lord, like rivers of water. Turn my heart, O Lord, by your hand, till my whole life flows in the river of your Spirit, and my name brings honor to the Lamb. Turn my heart, O Lord, like rivers of water. and now.